Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. This is Gary L. Wimmer coming to you from Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. And it's good to have you with us tonight on a Monday, February 16th, 2015. And I'm coming to you from Austin, Texas, where we're having a little bit of cold weather, but not like up in the east, and certainly not like where my co-host and friend and fellow psychic, Dina Flanagan, is from. Am I correct, Dina? Are you from Maine? Am I correct?
Yes, you are. And we have about 6 feet of snow. I'm at the part that got hit the hardest. It's pretty bad. I haven't seen this much, I don't think, ever. It's beaten all kinds of records. So,
Do you get out there and shovel?
Yes, I do.
God bless. Well, yeah, tell us about yourself and the snow.
Well, I am getting a lot done, so that's good. But, you want to know about me?
Sure, girl. You or the snow or both.
Well, it is, even though there's a lot of snow, it is pretty, so I'll give it that. But, you know, I've been doing psychic readings and medium readings and healings, deep soul healings, for over 28 years, and I've had it my whole life, but professionally for 28 years, and I'm from Maine, as Gary had mentioned, and this is my passion. I love doing it. I love helping people, and it just gets better and better every year.
That is true, whether you're talking about individually, collectively, or just those of us in the Optimist Club, because I feel that way too. It's got to be getting better every year. Otherwise, it just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, there's a lot of tension in the world. There's a lot of craziness in the world. There's a lot of insanity. But, you know, we can only do so much. And the best thing we can do is be at peace within ourselves and peace with our friends and give to those who are around and make our societies and our communities and ourselves better. Because if any one of us could solve the world's problems by ourselves, I'm sure someone would have already done it. So,
well, it really is. I mean, it's all about the energy. This is, you know, the energy you carry.
And absolutely.
So, so if you carry around light energy or love or, you know, positive, the other words for that are positive and, you know, all that, then, you know, everybody you come in contact with get some piece of it, you know, whether you're reading them or you're just in their energy field. So if everybody could do that, then, boy, it would be so much easier, you know, and for this world to get lighter and lighter. And but people don't realize that. This whole purpose is just love. Instead of living in fear, you got to live in love. And that's because fear is negative and fear is that's what you'd be putting out there. So what you put out there, you get back. And we are all just energy. So that's what people need to be doing.
And that was a major discovery of my life in 1977 when I had a near-death experience, Dina. And it there's a story I wrote about it called The Second in Eternity. It's got police records and everything in it. It's quite an interesting story. But I experienced what a lot of people experience when they have near-death experiences or go deep into their soul or their minds or their psyche is infinite love. That's what it's all about. And just like you said, that's what we're here manifesting. That's what we're doing. That's what we're here learning about, you know. We have enough of that, and the problems in life become just sort of background fodder for our own positive manifestation. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, definitely. And what? And if, like, I mean, people go, what, are you just going to go around sprinkling fairy dust love? Well, the thing is, we're all going to get tested and have challenges. But if you go to the positive and you think immediately about positive and sending whatever the problem is love, it goes away quicker, or you can have a resolution quicker, or it just don't let it get into you, like into that fear mode part. And so everything just, it's just easier to handle or to deal with.
Absolutely. And I think fear is one of the most, it's a very basic human emotion. We all have it. We all experience it. But we don't have to stay stuck there. We
right.
learn it in order to know what we're afraid of so we can conquer it. And
absolutely.
You know, having grown up in a lot of insecurity and fear myself, I've managed to see a lot of it myself, and it's made me certainly wiser than if I didn't see any and learn how to dismantle it. So, you know, you'd be amazed at what you can learn at live, folks, you know. I'm going to explain real quickly what I do in readings. I started giving readings in the early 70s, and for those of you all called tonight, I will either be reading with some cards, or just regular playing cards, or a method called lithomancy, and you can check that out, L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y, lithomancy. You can go to lithomancy.com, you'll find out about me, or go to psychicsgonewild.com and find out more about both Dina and I. And when you go to psychicsgonewild.com, which we urge you to do, on the left side there's a contact, and go fill out your contact information, and we'll put you in a bin for prizes, T-shirts, mugs, and as I said last week, a trip to Mars. And so far, we haven't got any winners on the trip to Mars yet, Dina. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
maybe next week, though. So in 1980, I met a very interesting lady who she passed away about a year and 2 months ago. She taught me a method called lithomancy, and I used 16 stones, which is the method she used. 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And 6 stones based on life, a life stone, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And when I do it in person, people drop these stones. And when I do it over the phone, I hold them in my hand and charge them up. You can probably hear them. And the callers say drop. I'll drop the stones and I'll read them like a clock and tell you what I see for the next couple months. So that's a little about me, a little bit about Dina. And it's always a pleasure to be on the show with you, Dina. Love your energy. I just wish I could throw some of the Texas sunshine up to you.
I know. That's all right. I have the sunshine in my heart.
In fact, I'd rather give you the Texas sunshine than the Texas Republicans. So you probably appreciate it more. Hey, let's go take a reading. Let's go do a reading, get a caller in. And for the first couple callers, we may both give you a reading. And then if the phone lines start to fill up a lot, we'll probably alternate. Having said that, first caller here is from area code 256. Can you hear me, 256?
I can. How are you?
256. Yes, who are we speaking with?
My name is Kimberly.
Kimberly, how are you? Kimberly, I'll tell you what. Why don't you, I'm typing in your name right now, and I can't type and think at the same time. So I'm going to let Miss Dina throw a little magic on you, and then if you want, I'll give you a follow-up. Okay, Kimberly?
Sure.
Dina?
What's your question, Kimberly?
Yes. My question is just getting clarity on what to do next when it comes to my creativity.
All right. Do you have a little side business?
No, I don't.
Because I feel like I keep seeing a little side business. I'm feeling like it's more like, instead of a creativity, it's more like a challenging yourself. So I see some little side business or something with challenging yourself. And I feel like that's somewhere down the road, because I feel like you also, you have to, you're not in the right place for it right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the exact right time. You're not in the right place. There's still work to be done. There's still things you got to do. And but I feel like that's something that will come up a little bit down the road. What more specific do you want to know?
More specifically, what can I do to stay on track with my writing?
Well, see, that's the little side thing I keep getting. I keep getting something that's challenging you, which it would be that. So that's the thing I'm talking about. Your side business will be kind of like, you know, if you did, you know, or a writer or whatever, besides what you do for to earn money. So anyway, that's what I'm seeing. A little bit down the road, it does come into play. But you've got to challenge yourself, because it says you're not quite ready to put that into completion. You have to challenge yourself, and it's going to come to you, because I feel like you have a lot of it ready or ready to set go, but it's not. You still have work to do. You still have things you have to research. There's still things you have to challenge yourself with to get that final product. And that's what I see. Like I said, that's a little bit down the road. So just keep at it, because you're right there. It's almost like you know it, but you just can't get it. But you will.
Right.
So I would say do some like, you know, meditations, and kind of chill out a little, and ask for guidance. And ask for answers, and ask to be shown what the next pieces are, and it will come to you. They're going to send it to you. But they're saying that you have to be patient with it. So that would mean, like I said, it's not quite ready or fully developed or what have you. But it will be. So don't get frustrated with that. Okay?
Okay.
Gary, you got anything, Gary?
Yeah, I was just going to say... Kimberly, if you want to write, write. That's the first thing you do when you want to be a writer, write. I started writing in Europe. I was living over there in the 90s, and I was traveling around as a musician, and I was always the only one around that from the States that native language was English. So they could understand me. I couldn't understand conversations, so I started writing a lot. And, yeah, if you want to learn to write, if you want to be a writer, write. Write in a blog, write for websites, write for people, and challenge yourself. Write short stories. That's what when you go take a writing course, creative writing course, and I've taken several of them, that's your challenge, writing short stories. And I feel what Dina was about your business. I feel that like it is your artistic career. So be brave, and I'm just kind of drop some stones for you. And I feel like... you've got a lot of just, if nothing else, love and emotional experiences that you could write about. Start earning or starting right now. Start composing them more. Because the time is going to come when you write that first thing, supposedly, and then they're going to want to know what else you have. You with me?
Okay.
So you start writing, girl. Just write everything. Write for websites. Write everything you can. Write on blogs. Figure out, publish a book. Write a couple books. Kindle does great things now. When you write books, they offer you, they let you give them away for free for 5 days, and you can all of a sudden become very known on Kindle just for giving away books. All of a sudden it shows up in the top 100 because you sold a lot at $0. They don't see that.
Yeah.
Check into that.
Okay.
God bless you, Kimberly. Hope that helps you, girl.
All right. Yeah, it does. Thank you.
All right. All right. What a pun. But it is true, folks. Mm. If you want to achieve something, go somewhere, accomplish something, don't be afraid to start right where you're at. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I'm going to go to area code 912. Can you hear me, 912?
Hello.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
This is Jamar.
Jamar, we spoke with you before, man. You doing better? You getting it together?
Yeah, I'm doing fair. Right now I'm really just trying to figure out, you know, what's next for me. But for the most part, I'm all right.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let Dina pull some cards to you. You ask her a question, and then then I'll add a little compliment back into you, because we don't have a whole lot of callers in right now. So, Dina, do you want to throw Jamar some magic?
What is your question, Jamar?
Well, I just have a question in an area of a relationship, really.
Yeah, that's a bugger. And that's what I'm feeling. It's a bugger. I feel like you're holding a lot of frustrations. You know, that's what I'm feeling. Were you just in a relationship?
No, not a real one. I was in a new one.
What's that?
I was in a new one.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
No, ma'am, I wasn't in one.
Okay, yeah. But when was the last time you were?
A while ago, really. I haven't really had many relationships since, like, high school. But it's just,
I feel like somebody's in your energy field. That's why I'm asking. Like somebody's interested in you or was interested in you or tried, or you tried. There's someone in your energy field. That's what I'm feeling.
Well, is this right yet?
What's that?
Yes. Is this woman that I'm...
Mm-hmm.
Is this woman now? Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, it's this woman that I'm into that I've pretty much expressed all of my feelings towards to the point where it kind of startled her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I'm feeling. Yeah.
Backing off a little bit.
Yeah, because that's what I'm feeling. That's that frustration that I said I feel, and I feel like it's in your energy field. So there's somebody in there. So this is the person I'm seeing. So you have to, what I'm feeling is that you're putting out an energy, excuse me, that is pushing people away. Because it's almost like an energy of urgency, and they feel the frustration or the urgency or, and so it scares people. So
yeah.
I feel like you kind of got to back off, and you just kind of have to relax a little and let it, you know, you can do a little bit, but let it happen naturally. And you have to get rid of this sense of urgency, you know, that it's sort of, it's an energy you're throwing off. And that's what people are picking up, and it is scary to people. So, and I feel like you're confused as you don't know what to do or, you know, how come it's not working? And, you know, like I said, the frustration. And so you just need to, what I would suggest is just to start kind of like reading some books and working on yourself. Start to really just look at yourself and love yourself and get rid of that urgency feeling and look at it like if it happens, that's wonderful, you know, but I don't have to have it happen. And when you start letting go of some of that, that's when it will be like this thing, this wall let down, and people will want to come in. People will want to come in and check it out. Be a little more mysterious or, you know, laid back about it. And I do feel like that with those, once you do that and do all that work, I feel like that there'll be people coming in. The person that you're looking to, you know, you're interested in right now, they're kind of not ready. So once you do this work, if you backed off a little and just came in slowly, then it might work. But that's what you have to do, I see, for it to happen or for it to work.
Okay.
All right. Gary, what do you get?
Jamar, I was going to say this. What do you think women see in you, admiring you, liking you?
I think, well, I don't really know exactly.
That was the reason I asked you the question. Because just like you're attracted to people for some reason, people are attracted to you for some reason. And you want to have a hand to play. You want to have a card to play. You want to shine in something. And if you haven't had a relationship since high school, you need to start shining within yourself. You talk mellow. You talk low. You talk like you're really not enthusiastic about anything. So you don't have to stay that way. But I've talked to you several times, and I feel that way. And, you know, go energize yourself. Like Dean was saying, read some books. Get inspired about life. Learn to do some things. Connect with people. Expand your education. Socialize. Meet people. Challenge yourself. Learn things. Read things. Be interesting. Because that's what will attract people to you. Really.
Yeah,
and no matter what happened up to this moment, you can change it. You don't have to be the same guy you are in a week that you were yesterday. You really don't have to be. And I really encourage you to, that's why I asked you, what do women see in you? And it took you a while. And I'm not coming down on you. I'm on your side. Fill that damn list up, brother. Get you a sheet of paper and write down, by God, in 6 months, women are going to find me attractive because A, B, C, D, E. And then make that happen. And when you start moving in that direction, you'll make a lot of stuff happen in your life. Just decide from this moment on you're not going to talk kind of half lackadaisical, half lazy, half uninspired. Just change that. Start feeling more passion. Kick yourself in the butt. Run around the block. Feel excited. Do it to yourself.
Yes.
Then you become the person that people want to be with. That makes sense to you, brother?
Yes, it does. It's like sometimes I can be that way, but I feel like when I do that, I feel like I'm too much. So
there's a balance in everything in life. You know, if you eat too much steak, you get just as sick. If you eat too many, just carrots. Balance. Everything's balanced. Everything is balanced. So just because there's a potential to be unbalanced doesn't mean you shouldn't work for balance. And think about that, man. Think about that. You just write down to yourself that in 2 weeks I'm going to be a slightly different person. In 3 months I'm going to be a completely different person. And write down what you're going to learn about yourself and what you're going to add to yourself and how much you're going to grow. Because that will fill up that void, and then you'll be the light that will be pulling other people to you. It's accomplishable. You can do it. You just got to decide you want to. Hope that helps you, Jamar. Okay, man?
It does.
Take the Pepsi challenge. Kick ass and quit waiting. We're on your side. Even folks in the chat room are on your side, man. So report back in a couple weeks and tell us what you've accomplished. Not that you're in the same boat, but what you've accomplished and where you're headed and how you're going to kick ass. Okay, brother?
All right. Thank you. All right.
You too, man. You too. Let's see. We got a couple more cards. We got 413 and 706. Y'all both stay with us. We're going to get to both of you in time. So 413, I think I've got you on now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi.
What a pretty voice. Who are you, my dear?
Thank you. I'm in Massachusetts and a bunch of snow.
Well, Dina knows that. What's your name?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
What's your name?
It's Amber.
Amber, all right. Well, I'll tell you what, you're in cold territory. I'm going to put you with Dina so she can warm me up. She's probably about 2 degrees warmer than you.
All right, perfect. I was wondering if any of my family members were stepping forward for me.
From the other side, I'm assuming you're asking me.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm seeing somebody that I don't know if this is a family member or not, but this person is coming through, and it feels like a brother or a friend. Have you lost somebody like that?
Yes.
Because this is what is the relation? What's the name?
He was a friend. We called him Camel, but his real name was Ferris.
And because he feels he's the first one to jump forward or step forward. And did you kind of grow up with him?
Through high school, yes. Not in my younger
years. Because he's stepping forward and wants to, and is saying to you that he's okay. That's what he's saying, is he's okay. And that something about a car accident? Was he in a car accident?
He was.
Or somebody? Yeah, because that's what he's showing me. And was there drinking involved or something? Some kind
I don't
of
know
a,
about that.
Oh, because he's showing me there was something like that. And but even before that, he had some trouble. Like he had trouble mm-hmm. sometimes in life. Yeah. And mm-hmm. So he looked to his friends for, you know, that relief or that the goodness or, you know, whatever in life.
Yep.
And so he wants to really thank you for being there for that and had a lot of good times. He's saying he had a lot of good times. Had a lot of good times, a lot mm-hmm. of laughs, a lot of, and there was some deep, and there was some deep talks too. Mm-hmm. So he's stepping, he was like jumped right out in front. So he wants to tell you that, you know, that he's fine over there and that just to say hi to everybody is what he's saying. Say hi to everybody. And
perfect.
And
I just saw his sister yesterday.
Yes, that's what he's saying. He knows that you're still connected. So, and he also wants you to know that something you've been wanting is going to come to you. And that, he says that you've been asking for this and you've been wanting this. And a lot of us over here are really trying to make it happen for you. So to keep trying, keep the faith, because it will happen. And he goes, I'm sorry, can I swear on the air?
Yeah, he's go like, for it.
He's like, sure as S-H-I-T, it's going to happen. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
So you know, that's how we like to talk, evidently. So, yeah. And I have to kind of talk like they do when they come through. They're funny. And so anyway, that's what he wants to tell you. And he also, he says that you talked to him for a while after he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you know, and he says he heard it every time. And, he just really wants you to know, just thank you for being there, and you really made his life richer. That's what he's saying.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
That's the person that came forth for you. So, and he does. He really wants you to say hi to his, you know, to his family and whatever, if you can, if it's okay.
I will, definitely, yes.
Yeah, he does, and he wants them to know that he's fine, and he wants them to know that he loves them all, and that he, you know, and he really appreciates them. So that was you, Gary. What do you got on that?
No, yeah, I was picking up on the things you were talking about, that just as you were, Dina. So yeah, Amber, can I give you a reading to tell you what's going on for the next couple months in your life?
Please do.
All right. I just want to let you know, 706, you'll be next, so stay with us. Amber, what I do is I'm charging these 16 stones up in my hand and use 10 planet stones and 6 personal stones, getting your energy into them. Love your name. Love your voice.
Thank you.
And your guy was really a sweetheart, you know. You got a great guardian angel, too, coming out of this. You know, maybe that's why he left early. That's kind of what I feel, to protect you from a different way. Couldn't do it here because of situation or something. Anyway, when you say drop, whenever you say drop, whenever it feels right, just say drop, and I'll tell you what I see.
Drop.
All right. Yeah, you have been kind of preoccupied with this, but it's coming into a big healthier way. It really is. You have the Sunstone and Mars here in the past, and you've got Pluto in the first couple weeks, so you've been dealing with this. But you've been dealing with it pretty effectively, and that's what it feels like. And you're about to feel the like the relief, the luck, the excitement, growing excitement, because you know that it's almost like Dean was said, he's in good shape and feels you, and like I was saying, can be your guide. So you're getting more used to not only feeling that from him, but thinking in those terms. So this is going to help your general growth of spirituality in a lot of ways. It's really helped you recognize a lot of truth and almost like turn you onto what you can do in the world to help other people. And I think that's probably a path you'll be going down in life. And by the second and third week here, as you progress along this path, you're going to find yourself really thinking more and more long term. You're going to find better decisions around your environment, around emotions, around plans, and you're going to be able to almost put to use what you've learned through him and through the loss and through the gain. And that's what's important. You learn through the gain too, because by the sixth and seventh week here, boy, you're off to quite a lot of jubilant energy, and I feel like there's fresh love coming in your life. And he wants you to have it and move toward it and believe in it and feel it. So don't talk yourself out of it. And that's what it feels like toward the end of this three-month period. You're kind of solid in a good relationship again, it feels like, or at least headed that way. And the first thing you said when you were talking to Adina was about a relationship. And the first thing that hit me is exactly what's hit me again about the most important relationship is you with yourself. So be at peace with yourself. You're a great lady. You got great energy. You really have a lot of empathy and a lot of feeling and that sort of thing. So, and he's in heaven. I've had a near-death experience. We can't imagine how beautiful it is out there. You know, our challenge is here, now, in front of us. It's beautiful out there, girl. It's beautiful.
I can only imagine.
We don't have all this stuff pulling us in different directions, and we're not limited and so forth. And beyond this three-month period, this is going to really help you plan and structure a lot of things about your life and do a lot of learning. It feels like you're going for advanced education or something. And I wouldn't be surprised if you eventually do a lot of healing in your life, healing work, that sort of thing. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Oh, it totally does. Yes. Thank you.
Well, good, girl. Glad you called in. Be at peace, as Dina said. He's around you. He's happy. Don't talk yourself out of knowing that. Okay?
Okay. All right, well, thank you both very much.
You're welcome, girl. God bless you. All right, Dina. Yeah, that was nice, Dina. I felt the same thing right when you were saying it. I felt the accent right when you said that, too. And it's, life throws curveballs, you know.
Oh, yeah, and it's interesting because when we do this work, you know, you get to not just see it but feel it, or I do anyway, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel it, mm-hmm. I see it, I hear it. And so we get to sometimes their energy comes in, whatever it's from, you get to actually physically feel it. I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Being empathetic. 706,
yeah.
Are you with us? Area code 706.
I am. It's Mary Ellen. How are you doing?
Mary Ellen, how are you, girl? We're doing good.
I am good. I am good. Hi, Dina.
Hi.
Well, Dina, why don't you go make Mary Ellen's day, and I'll sit down here and have a sip of my coffee for a second.
What's your question, Mary Ellen?
Well, I had a really interesting meeting 2 weeks ago today. With a gentleman in Atlanta, and it ended on a high note, and then he called me back on Tuesday and left a message, and I was wondering when, you know, if we're going to be going forward with the two projects that we had discussed.
I get a good feeling about it. However, I feel a delay, you know. I feel like... there's something, like, it has to be something more approved or more money or something. Is that true? Do you know?
Well, on the one side, I'm not sure. On the other side, I know that he's waiting for some reports, like, on the property, you know, on the land.
Yeah, that's what I said. He was waiting for something. So, after the, like I said, it feels good. But after this delay... You know, I feel like some of it can move forward. It may not move or go in all the exact direction that you discussed and want it to go right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's going to be some snafus. So be ready for that. Be ready for a plan B. You know, have the patience is what I'm hearing. Have the patience and be ready for plan B. However, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. That just means there's going to be some snafus. But I do get a good feeling that with some persistence and pushing through that part, then it eventually will get to where you want it to go. Only it might take a different shape. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's the scope of what he's talking about. It's a little bit different than what I'm accustomed or what I'm used to doing.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like he's, you know, it's like he's, it's just a different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how I normally operate.
Yeah, but that's what I mean by it will take a different shape for, you know, because now I'm reading you. So
right.
That's what they're saying, that push through that. When I said push through that,
right.
and it will be okay in the long run. But again, like I said, some snafus, push through it, a few obstacles, and some delay because of some waiting for some, you know, things, paperwork and stuff. But like, however, I feel like he's got good vision. You know,
no, he has extraordinary. I mean, I've never met anybody that is as in tune to where of what he wants as
mm-hmm.
this guy is.
That's what I'm saying. He's got good vision, so that's why I say stick with it, because he knows how to go to plan B and get around things, you know. So it's you that has to learn to keep up with that and learn that and you know, just kind of follow his lead and then take a lead. So this person, I feel like, can go far. And
so he's real.
I get a good feeling, but, you know, it, like I said, you just have to push through it. What is your hesitancy here?
My hesitancy, I think it's the way that he, it's the scope of it. You know, it's the way that he, I've never met, usually the people I deal with, I take on the vision,
mm-hmm.
you know, and mm-hmm. project that vision. And they want me to do all of the putting it all together, sourcing it and all of that. And
mm-hmm.
bringing their vision, you know, making it happen. He's
mm-hmm.
already making, he already has the vision. He's making
mm-hmm.
it happen. He just doesn't have the time.
Right. So,
you know,
because
he's daunting. You know what I mean? He's got a lot of irons in the fire.
Right. That's why I'm saying the delay. So half the work is done for you. So all you have to do is rise up and make it happen. That's what I was saying. Push through it, push through it, push through it. Because I feel like if you do, it will be a good thing. And it's going to challenge you. It's going to, you've got to step outside the box for this one. You know, kind of think outside the box, step outside the box. You can do it.
I don't doubt that I can do it. It's just, I just came home and I told my husband, I said, I've never... You know, because he said, you don't have any numbers down here. And I said, well, I didn't know the scope of the work. And normally, you know, I'm a commercial designer offering to do residential. I'm not a residential designer offering to do
mm-hmm.
commercial. So
yeah,
I'm doing
yeah.
the residential side because of the commercial side. In other words,
right.
I don't want just the commercial. I want the whole thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I want the
mm-hmm.
whole package. And
right.
nicely I said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then at the end, he said that the commercial was the main project. The residential was the one that was kind of not on the back burner, but wasn't
mm-hmm.
as important as the commercial side. And that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I just get a good feeling, and I think you just need to, you know, just look at it positively and take a deep breath and do the best work that you can do with this, because I feel like it will, you'll be fine.
So do you see, is this coming up this next meeting within the month or about a month or?
I mean, I keep saying April, so I don't know why. So in other words, you can hear it before then, but I feel like April is a turning point or a, you know, or something. But I, you know, that's what I'm seeing or hearing. Not sure, but that's what I see.
Okay.
And all right. And Gary, what do you get?
Well, I was just kind of listening. I'll tell you what, Mary Ellen, if you want to, I'll just give you the next couple of months of what I see as kind of progressing and going on in that world. If you, all you have to do, my dear, is just say drop whenever it feels appropriate. Just one time real clearly, just say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, it feels like you got a good relationship here, but as Dina was saying, there's things you got to work out here in the next couple of weeks. You got to get to the bottom of a lot of issues. You really do. You got to figure all the nuts and bolts and secure things and that sort of thing. There's discovery, and you want to get through to what you don't know. You want to know what you don't know, because that puts you in a position to make a lot of progress, probably by about the third week here. You're in a lucky situation, but you want to not get blindsided, and you do that by having good relationships and seeking the truth and getting the dots crossed and all that sort of thing. Because by the second, third week, you want to have all that done. You want to have all your discovery done, so to speak. Because by the fourth and fifth week, things start moving pretty fast. And that's where you want to really have, you've got a lot of organization going on then, a lot of decision making and so forth. And so this first week of being like a critical, analytical, a wise investigator is really important. Because as you tweak that, and part of you is learning to do that, too. That's part of what you're learning in this process is how to be. I wasn't a Reagan fan, but trust but verify. You know, that was a good statement, that sort of thing. Because by the ninth and tenth week on, you're both, I feel like, with your love, your relationship, and your plans, things are really lining up for you. And they should, because that's what you're learning in this period of your life, is to stack on two or three different things, make them work, but get to the bottom so you don't create a calamity. And make sure all your stuff, T's are crossed and I's dotted and that sort of thing. Does that make sense to you, dear?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mary.
And thank
always,
you. And Dina, throw a snowball for me. See if you can get it all. See if you can get it all the way to Skowhegan.
Oh my goodness, I will.
And for all you folks on the East Coast, be sure and contact Dina. She will come over with her shovel and shovel your snow, too. So be sure and check her out on Psychic Skull Wild and give her your address.
Now, wait a minute. I'm only 5'2", and these snowbankings are 6 to 8 feet high.
We're all through. We used to make forts.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, guys. Have a good evening.
God
you
bless
too.
You, Mary. Thanks for calling
right,
in.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening. I got a couple more calls here. And if, by the way, if 717 and 856, you'll have called in. If you wanted a reading, be sure and press 1 so we know that you do want a reading. Having that going to area code 740. 740, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you tonight, Gary and Dina? This is Sue from the chat room.
Hey, Sue from the chat room.
Hi.
How are you, my dear?
I'm doing wonderful. Trying to stay warm, watching the snow, but
all
I was
right,
wondering
well,
if either of you saw when and about where I will be moving so I can get my business up and running.
Dina, you want to dive in?
I'm not good with geographics, but where are you now?
I'm in Ohio.
Ohio. Because they're showing me west. I don't know whatever west of Ohio is.
Okay.
So they're showing me west. I don't know if that's west of where you are or out west. I'm not sure. But I'm feeling in a year or two.
Oh, it's going to be that long?
Yeah, I feel like I feel like that you still, even though you want to move, you know, and get this going, I feel like that it's just not, you're not quite ready, you know, or the place isn't quite ready or what have you, the circumstance, the timing,
mm-hmm.
you name it. And so I feel like that you still have to work and do some, get some things done.
Okay.
And then, because what kind of, what business are you doing?
I am going to open my own business doing readings and animal
that's
communications.
Yeah. Yeah.
Healing.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
That's what I kept seeing. But I feel like that no, there's still stuff that around like where you are now, that is just incomplete or not done or even within yourself.
Okay.
So like if you went and moved right now, it would be like premature. Is what I'm
okay.
saying.
Okay.
But, you know, you can prepare. So, like, a year, you know, you can get things prepared and do and whatever.
Right.
And because I'm that's what I'm seeing. And, did you plan on doing a little shop type deal?
Yes.
Yeah, because I see all kinds of objects around you, you know, like.
I wanted to do the stones and the crystals and aromatherapy
yeah,
along with it.
That's what I see. I'm picturing, because what I'm picturing is like a smaller size shop.
Yes.
And so it's quaint, and there's a lot of crystals around, and there's some herbs around too. I see. So
yes.
So I see this in books. I see books, herbs, crystals, and some jewelry, and then I see like a little sort of back room, a side room for your readings. But that's where you're gonna. I feel like where you'll start. I feel like you'll kind of want to grow into something a little bigger because I think you're going to want to do classes, you know?
Okay.
And eventually. So I feel like that, like I'm seeing, it's a little quaint little place. And it's not overly expensive, but
and that's
it's
in
not.
This area still?
Nope.
Or
well,
that's when
I don't
I move.
Know. It's west.
West
could
okay.
mean... Yeah, west could mean 50 miles west. I don't know, you know. That's
yeah.
what they're showing me, west. So that's what I'm seeing, but right now is not the time.
Okay.
So that's what I hear. So, you know, I don't know. But, you know, we all have free will and we can do whatever we want. But
well,
that's
I know
what
I can't.
Showing.
I can't mm-hmm. go anywhere yet because I take care of my mother.
Ah, see, that's what they said. You couldn't go yet because
yeah.
of what's
so
holding you back here.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's going to depend on that.
Yeah, so that's where I saw the year or two. So, but that's all right because in the meantime, you're going to be doing this work that they said, you know, that you'll be doing with yourself. I see that you're going to have growth, you know, that you're going to go to a higher level.
Learning
and,
time. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so that's all what's going to happen here.
Okay.
You know, getting prepared. And so just concentrate on that, and when the time is right, it's all going to just click, 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 you know, fall into place.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Gary, do you want to add to that? Or?
Well, Sue, I was going to try and catch a couple more callers. We just got an avalanche of calls in about 11 minutes, so I'm going to let you go with Dina's magic there, Sue, and
That's
try to get
wonderful.
Another caller. Okay, girl?
All right. Thank you very much, and you both have a wonderful evening.
You
oh,
too, my dear.
Thank
God bless.
You. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we just got a rash of callers, so we're going to take them in the order of people who've been waiting. And so let's see who's coming up next here. This is area code 856. Let me get you online here, 856. And I'll do a reading, and then we'll get Dina to do the next one. We'll try to catch a couple more of you folks. 856, can you hear me? It's trying to connect. The phone's trying to connect. Sometimes Blog Talk Radio is a little slow. 856, can you hear me? Hello? 856? Hello? Can you hear me? Well, we'll come back to 856. Can't seem to quite get connected there. We will move on to, let's see, this is 708. 708, can you hear us?
Hi, I can hear you.
All right, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Tina, and I'm calling from, like, right outside of Chicago.
All right, Tina,
nice
outside of Chicago.
Nice to speak with you, Gary and Dina.
Oh,
gosh.
Hi.
Pleasure to have you with us, my dear. Go
thank
ahead.
You. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I was just wondering if maybe Dina will be able to give me some insights on I've been having over the last couple of years health issues and been to a ton of doctors, and they keep finding that, yes, there are things wrong, but nothing seems to be really adding up, and I've therefore not been able to really get any answers or treatment, and I'm kind of tired of being sick, and I'm ready to get well.
Is it in the stomach area?
It's part of kind of everywhere. It's like my hands, my
it's
feet,
all over,
my joints.
It's all over the body, and it's in this. And I feel like it has to do with the stomach because I feel it has to do with what you're eating.
Okay.
So I feel it has to do in partly with gluten. Have you had the gluten test?
Yeah, I mean, they did, like, the blood test, and then they also did the GI test where they test, they take a little sample and do, like, the little villi testing, and everything has come back, like, normal. Supposedly.
Negative, right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So they can't, they don't know. So what I would suggest is, first of all, to go to a naturopath.
Okay.
And describe all your symptoms, and they'll put you on a, and get on a homeopathic regime, which is, you know, the safest thing to do anyway. But I also feel like you need to change your diet. You need to get off gluten. You need to get off sugar. You need to get off chemicals.
Okay.
You know, all that stuff, because they're showing me that it's stemming from the stomach. So the stomach means it's what you eat.
Okay.
So that's what they're showing me. And that's why no one can pick up on it. It's because there is no real test for that. There's no real solution for that. There's no anything. But if you back off on those and really dive into read about it, and because it's like nitrates, it's like, you know, mold, it's like chemicals, it's gluten. Your body has become very sensitive.
Okay.
Is what I'm seeing. And so if you kind of back down on those things, plus go to a naturopath, get on a homeopathic sort of thing, and get on a probiotic. And you do probiotics?
Oh, no, I mean, I don't, besides, like, yogurt or whatever, but no.
Yeah, no, go investigate and go get on a good probiotic, you know, go to your local health food store or whatever, and not a Walmart, not like a Walmart probiotic, you know, go to a nice health food store and get on a good probiotic, and that will kind of put you, if you do those things, it will put, you'll start to get better and feel better and get rid of the aches, the pains. And then you'll start to feel like $1 million because that's what they're showing me that is exactly happening to your body.
Okay.
That you have sensitivities, and it's coming out in all areas is what I'm seeing.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it. You guys have a great night.
You're welcome. You too.
You too, Tina. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless. And you folks can certainly get more information from both myself and Dina by going to psychicsgonewild.com, checking us out, see what we do. We both do longer readings and cover more information. And when you go to psychicsgonewild.com, on the left side, be sure and put your information, go to our contact page, put your information in, and you will be thrown into a bin for books, T-shirts, coffee cups, records, and as I said a while ago for the third time, trips to Mars, which we have not given away yet. So be sure and stick with us. We will. We
take
will, promise.
We are going to say we take trips to Mars all the time.
Absolutely. We're trying to get another caller in, too, here. But it's always a pleasure to have you folks with us. And check in next week. Those who didn't get in, check in a little earlier next week. We had a lot of calls at the last moment. Hello, 837, or 337. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. My name is Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana. How are you?
Good, good, good. Candace, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Candace, how can we help you, my dear?
A few months ago, I met somebody and I had a really, really instant connection with this person. And right now, we're just friends. He's a little older than I am, and we're just friends for now. But I would love to see where do you see this friendship going and what is this connection about?
I'll tell you what.
Gary,
I'll
you
drop,
take it?
Yeah, yep. I'll drop some stones and I'll put this relationship and this man in context and tell you what I can see about it. Part of what I wanted to say before I drop the stones is I grew up with six brothers. I was clueless about how complex you women are. But the more I realize how complex you are, the more I want to suggest to y'all is don't underrate yourselves. You know, see yourselves as so beautiful and so cool and so interesting and delectable that you'll pull the man toward you instead of hoping he comes. Just a thought, just a thought. And I wrote a little song about that, the chorus of which goes, we can sit around thinking, let's see what happens. But here today, make happen what you dream about so your dreams can come your way. So, because I do a lot of readings for women, I realize y'all are real complex. And so give yourself the power and the right to draw the man. Do you understand what I'm saying, dear?
Seriously. Yes, I do. I definitely understand what you mean.
All right. Now, Candace, whenever you want to, all you have to do is say drop one time. I'll
drop.
See what I see. Boy, you're ready to go, girl.
Drop.
You're actually, yeah, you're in a good situation right now. You've been dealing with a lot of stuff from the past and making these decisions about how you're going to move forward, and that's actually working for you pretty well. So don't give up that challenge. Because it's what's going to not only liberate you, but it's going to bring you in good terms with relationships and luck and good opportunities here just in the first couple of weeks. It feels like there's some communication things that need to be reestablished and maybe updated. That's what I feel like, updated, reestablished and updated so the same trivia doesn't go on before. Not that it's trivia, but you know what I'm saying. You want to step the game up, I guess is the best way to say it. And you're in a very lucky position to do that. And you're in a very, like you can make yourself more desirable and magnetic and appealing than you've given yourself full ability or credit to be able to pull off, I guess is one way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a musician my whole life and I have a crappy voice. Mm-hmm. I really do. I'm not a good singer, but I played 25 years solo and attitude is important. So really charge yourself up with your own worthiness. Just as I was saying before I said this, you got Venus, the Lux Stone, and Jupiter all within between about 2 and 3 o'clock here. So, and they're pointing right toward the center here, which has your doubts and what you're learning to conquer. So in a way, this is really a good thing for you because it's going to help you conquer some of your fears and going to help you bring a lot of your own strengths to the surface. Had you not felt some both desire and insecurity, you wouldn't have taken this Pepsi challenge and grown because of it. So, like, be happy for yourself, that sort of thing. Because
mm-hmm.
by the 4th and 5th and 6th week here, you've made a lot of progress with feeling regrounded, reestablished. You feel very confident about commitments now. You're making not only future plans, but you're realizing how much you've processed and learned by feeling very fortunate and lucky here in these first couple of weeks and letting that be your like your mantra to yourself. Because by the 8th and 9th and 10th week, it feels like love really sort of finishes a nice circle on you. Things take a lot of interesting changes, but that's kind of what they need to have new life put in them. You do some changes, he does some changes, and there's some changes going on that bring you toward the end of this. Toward the end of this 3-month period, you're going to have quite a feeling of gratitude and empowerment for how you've decided to take the bull by the horns, so to speak, in this first week. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Wow. Yes. because we've both been through some stuff in our past.
Oh, yes. I feel like there's a lot of stuff here in the past.
I'm not mean to.
But tell that young when we said hello. We've got 60 seconds, Candace. We're going to have to get out of here. Let us know in a couple weeks, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And to all you folks that called in, we can't get with you tonight. Be sure and call in next week. We will get you on. Dina, always a pleasure, my dear.
Yes, it was fun.
So we will see you next
yep.
Monday. Okay, my dear, same time, same place.
Absolutely. And you have a good week.
You too. You folks join us next week. You got about 15 seconds of summer days coming out, and then we're out.